Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. Today we're going to talk about the ninth of these Psukim, the Pasuk of Vahaya Hashem Lamelech al Kol Aretz, Vayomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, the understanding that Hashem will be the king over all of the earth, and on that day his name, he and his name will be one, Echad Ushmo Echad, which is of course an important Pasuk. After all, we recite it not only here in the Malchios, but we recite it at the end of the Yaz Yashar Tefillah that we say every single day. And not only do we say it at the end of the Yaz Yashar Tefillah every day, we say it multiple times a day when we finish Aleinu. This is the last Pasuk that Ashkenazim walk out of Shul with, Sfardim walk out of Shul with. So it must be a pretty important Pasuk. Where is its source, what's it doing, and what does it have to do with you and me? So the Pasuk happens to appear in Zechariah in Perek Yedalad. This is the last parak of Zechariah, and it also happens to be the Haftorah for the first day of Sukkot. And there, the Navi is talking to us about what happens when Gog comes to war in Yerushalayim. The process begins rather sadly. Gog will come into Yerushalayim, it'll look like Yerushalayim is going to be lost. In fact, as part of the Tara process of the city, half the city is going to either be taken into Galus, or destroyed, or taken captive, and taken out of the city. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come at that moment in time, and he's going to fight for us. And in part, as part of that process, he's going to create a matzav of lo yom v'lo laila. It's going to be a period of not day nor night. And he's going to change even the ways of nature. And on that day, that's going to be the day that Hashem will be one and His name will be one. Why? Because the world will see in their eyes that Hashem is the king of the earth. He does what He wants to do. So on that day, even they, when the nations of the world see that nature follows the will of Hashem, that the nature can go ahead and make things that are not within the realm of man to contemplate, so they will be inspired to look at the world completely differently. And then on that day, they will also recognize that they've got to stop calling Him in their name, but rather they'll call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same name that we call out to Him. Rav Soloveitchik made a certain ha'ara over here. He made a certain implication that is important for our Malchios. He says, you have to understand something. In general, when we look at history and world events, we try to study them utilizing a cause and effect system. Because this happened, that's why this happened. Because this happened, that's why this happened. When it comes to the Jewish people, that's not the case. Instead, the processing is always based on the will of Hashem, and everything that happens is design and purpose, not cause and effect. And so therefore, Jews, when we talk about the concept of world events, we don't speak about historically. We primarily speak about destiny. Destiny comes from the word destination, says Rav Soloveitchik. And so that's what we want to tell ourselves, right? When we come to the land of Israel, says Rav Soloveitchik, when we've taken over the Medina, it's not because of the history. This was our homeland in the past. That's only part of the story. The main reason why we have a desire to get back to Eretz Yisrael is because of the future. We're mitzavim liyeshua. And that's what we say, Bayomahu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. We're forward-looking people. That's what we're waiting for. That's what we're working on. That's what we're trying to get to. Rav Aaron Cutler had a different aura, not necessarily related to this exact pasuk, but its context. Rav Aaron pointed out that if you continue with this nevuah, we're going to see that this time frame is going to come out to being on Chag HaSukkos. Why? Because the entire world gets all of its promise, all of its natural benefits. Again, the nature comes ahead through Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah also. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Hei says that when we deal with the Karbanos of Sukkos, we bring 70. Why? Keneged Pare HaChag. Keneged Umos Olam. Based on the nature of the world. That the Karbanos come from the food, and that's what causes Bracha. And so, when we are busy talking about the Karbanos that we offer as a tefillah for the nations of the world, right, the nature should be that we are doing it when they are getting what they're looking for. The karbanos come from food, and so therefore when we bring it, it blesses the food. So on Sukkot, we take care of the entire world within this process. Everything comes through, and we hope that they too will turn to us and realize that it's not just the Jews that are bringing it about. The Jews aren't bringing it about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing it about, but we are the conduits. We're the ones who bring it forward towards them. Rav Aaron adds, by the way, why is it that we daven during Sukkot? For why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it say Rosh Hashanah? After all, Zayom Tchilas Maasecha. Why is this specifically a Sukkot based issue? And the answer is because of the idea of Zman Simchasenu. It's the understanding that they're supposed to be a Bisamachta Bechagecha. And when a person is Besimcha, when a person's in a sense of joy and experiencing joy, so he has a much wider space. He's a little bit calmer. When Achashverosh went ahead and appointed Esther Hamalka and coronated her and declared her his queen, the Megillah tells us Vanachalam Dinosasa. He gave a tax break because his mind was clearer and he was more comfortable. And so, therefore, specifically on Sukkot, we can go ahead and bring a Shefa Tov. We can cause good things to happen for the nations of the world. This also seems to tell us something about the way we daven just in general. We will daven better for other people when we have an eye towards it. And that eye comes when we experience a sense of contentment at the time we get up to daven. And that leads us to a bunch of takeaway messages from this pasuk, Vayashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. First of all, we need to consider the fact at this moment that Hashem controls nature. Think about it. We always notice that when there's hurricane and devastation, when we go through and realize that sometimes whatever the meteorologists tell us is going to be dead wrong. That stuff we can pick up. I remember the tornado that hit touchdown in Springfield, and it didn't touch a single home. It went after a car parking lot, and that was it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does control the nature. But what does it do to us when we hear those stories? Well, what do we realize? What does it inspire within us? It's not for naught that we recite this pasuk specifically during hurricane season. That too shows that everything's connected, and that it's something for us to keep in mind. Vayashem l'melech al kol haaretz. In the same way that we're waiting for the nations of the world to wake up and see the hand of God in this, we also need to be able to do that. So that's the first point to take away as we recite this pasuk. The second thing we need to take away is the understanding that we daven for the world also. That they should also see what we see, right? And they should also understand that we're destiny focused. And the third point, as we just saw from Rav Aaron, is the understanding that we strive for simcha b'tfila. Simcha doesn't mean that we're always happy. We daven on Tisha B'Av also. But we have to have a certain contentment. That's what simcha is really about. It's a certain contentment that when we're on the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, good things happen to us. Have a wonderful, terrific day, and make sure that we find our simcha within our lives. Have a great day.